Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head-to-head with the maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Synchronize your watches. Here comes Nick Arcane! And now, here's your host, the guy who once busted a move so bad he had to pay to get it fixed, Phil Moore!
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Meredith of the yellow team and Nikki of the red team, who are about to play the face-off game post-haste. Now, in this game, you have to maneuver your postman down the street, avoiding people, pets, and other perils along the way. Whoever gets their postman the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Ladies, grab your controllers, get into position. Ready, set, go! Okay, they're both up. A lot of jumping going on. Yellow team is down, red team is still going up. Now red team is down. We're at 20 seconds. It's a close game. All right, both are down. Red team's back up. Tie score for a second there at 90. We're at 10 seconds. Tie score at 120. Okay, we're down to the last 5 seconds. It looks like at the end, it's going to be close. It's going to be the red team going off. All right, Nikki, head back over. Let's go get some more. Way to go. Yeah. All right, Nikki. The post-haste race. Hey, everyone, let's find out who's on today's show, starting with the red team, Jeremy and Nikki. Say hey! Now, Jeremy plays trombone. Now, you play, I guess, in the school band.
Yeah. I go to Memorial Middle School.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been playing?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half. Any other instruments you play?
That's about it.
Great. Well, welcome to the show. Your partner, Nikki, has been traveling all over the U.S. and Canada. How many places have you been to? Can you name a few?
Lots. I've been to Tennessee, everywhere in Canada, and Georgia, all in between.
Yeah? Do you enjoy traveling, I guess?
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Your opponents today on the yellow team are Austin and Meredith. Say yo! Now, Austin, I think it's the first guy we've had on the show that does this. You're into pole vaulting. Mm-hmm. Tell me all about this. Where, when, who, what, how long?
I've been pole vaulting for about 2 years, and I did it for Blennerhassett Junior High School.
All right, well, welcome to the show, and your partner helping you out there is Meredith, and she likes swimming, and you won something, and you participated in a special thing?
Yeah, I participated in the JO Junior Olympics.
All right, and how did you do in it?
I got third place in one of my events and fifth place in the other.
All right, well, way to go. Everyone, welcome them to the show today. Now, for my homies at home, here's how you play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four P's: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, because there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, control will get zipped from you over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will be going into the video zone to battle today's game wizard. But before we can get going, Andrea, tell us where Mikey's going today.
Well, today, Mikey's heading where I'd like to be right now, the big We Got 'Em Mall. In round one, he'll be roaming the mall's atrium looking for a good buy. But while you're looking for a sale, keep your eyes open for that mall rat game over who wants to give Mikey his just desserts. Guide Mikey through the atrium and past the goal, and you'll bring home 50 points. Good luck.
Hey, yes, good luck for me, too. Now, red team, you're on the board with 25 points. You won the face-off, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Right.
Okay, Mikey's going right. Video challenge, red team, come over here. Starting off the day playing this way. Starting off the day, what do you say? Hey, gang, video challenge. You get to add more points to your score and maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
I will.
Jeremy? Okay, Nikki, hang on to the board. Jeremy, you get to choose from Kickmaster, Atomic Runner, Joe and Mac, El Viento, And King of the Monsters, what would you like to play?
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters, let's head over to it. Come on with us, Nikki. King of the Monsters. This is a wild game, because this is a sci-fi claw-to-claw action game where you are the monster Geon in a grueling battle throughout the city. This game has 12 stages, and today on King of the Monsters, our expert challenge is set at 4,000 points in stage 2, Okayama. So you have to meet or beat 4,000 points in 30 seconds. Now, Nikki, right now, your team has 25 points. Your opponents have zero. Of your 25, write down how many you're willing to wager. You have 3 seconds to write it down now.
I will cover up Jeremy's face.
Okay, she's got it. Turn around, Jeremy. Ready, set, go! Okay, now right now, he's the monster Geon. It's the one with the horn sticking out of his head. Okay, get paused. He's back into action now. He's at 280. All right, he just did a great throw, got him 500 points there. He's up to 780. Another good throw, he's up to 1280. He has to meet or beat 4,000. He's got a great choke going in, it got him 700 points. He's up to 1980. There's a power ball, hasn't been gotten. That'll get him some other points. Oh, getting hit here. He picked the, he missed the ball. That 2050, time's ticking. Oh, man, you did some great moves there, Jeremy. Time ticked out on you. Nikki wagered 15 points. Hey, that's not a bad wager, because there's a lot more game to go on. Head over and we'll play some more. Yeah. Lot more game to play, that's what I say. We're going to take the 15 points from your score. You're down to 10, but you're still in the lead. Yellow team, you now have control. Move the micster.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Pop quiz. Here is the question, gang. Hands on your buzzers. The correct answer will get you 25 points in control. Remember, Mikey's just hanging out in the mall today. Which of the following jewels is considered to be a traditional 75th wedding anniversary gift? Is it A, sapphires, B, diamonds, or C, barking dog stones? Yes, red team.
Diamond.
Diamonds is it? Yeah! You have the 25 points. And you're in control of Mikey. What direction?
Down.
Mikey's going down this time. Flash frame. This is another one of our video puzzles. Now, listen up. There are 5 different famous landmarks that you're going to see in a burst of video images. The first team that can buzz in and correctly identify 3 of the famous landmarks will get 25 points and control. Ready? Flash them. Yellow team.
Mount Rushmore, the Eiffel Tower.
White House.
In the White House.
Those are 3 of the 5, yeah! Let's take a look and see all of them up there. There was the St. Louis Archway, Statue of Liberty, Mount Rushmore, the Eiffel Tower, and the White House. You have the 25 points, yellow team, and you have control of Mikey. Move him again, please.
Okay. Left.
Mikey's going left this time. Video challenge, yellow team! Right on time, we're doing fine. Yellow team's playing this time. Hello. Yellow team, you get to maintain control of Mikey and add points to your score. Who's going to be playing?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to play? Okay, Meredith, you hang on to the board. Now, Austin, you get to choose from Kickmaster, Atomic Runner, Joe and Mac, El Viento, and King of the Monsters is out of it because we've used it already. So which one of those 4?
He'll play Atomic Runner.
Atomic Runner. Head on over to it. Come on with us, Meredith. Atomic Runner. Now, this is a sci-fi shoot 'em up, and you are Chelvnov, Earth's only hope against the barrage of aliens. This game has 7 stages, and today, on Atomic Runner, you have to get 5,500 points in stage 1, the Atomic Library. Kind of like some blasting studying going on. Now, Meredith, you have 25 points. Your opponents have 35. Of your 25, write down your wager. 3 seconds, music, now. She's writing and we're digging the song. Okay, it's a secret. Turn around, Austin. You have to meet or beat 5,500 points in stage 1. Ready, set, go. He's off. Now, Atomic Runner is basically it. He's got major blasting power. He ran into a flame turret. He's starting over. He's back. He can shoot straight ahead. He can shoot up. There are other things along the way that will yield the power. Bam! He's up to 1,500 points. Some good firing going on right now. Okay, all right. He just picked up some good points there. He's up to 2,500. He shoots these guys. All right. He's got the Arachnus Skull guys. He picked 4,000. Oh, man! Gosh, man, you were playing great. I guess if you didn't stop there, you would have made it. Let's see how many points were wagered. 5 points of wager to show the world. Head back over. We're going to play some more. Yeah. 5 points wager. Not too bad. Okay, we're going to take the 5 points away from your score, and you're down to just 20. Red team, you now have control, which has now just been given to me. That means we're almost out of time. We're going to zip Mikey straight to the goal, and we are in sudden death. The correct answer to this question, gang, will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. So hands on your buzzers. Mikey's hanging out in the mall. Remember that. And here is the question. Unbelievable and Lies are hits from the group EMF. Yes, red team.
True.
Well, yes, they are. You're right. But that's not the answer I was looking for. Yellow team, listen to the rest of the question. This is for you. Unbelievable and Lies are hits from the group EMF. Which of these is the unusual name of their album? Is it A, Doo-Wop Ship, B, Schubert Dip, or C, Tongue Tied Slip?
Schubert Dip.
That's it, exactly. Schubert Dip, yeah. And you have the goal and the 25 points. Gang, let's take a peek and see where everything was scattered this time. Bam, there's a prize right near where Mikey is right now at the goal. But right now, we're looking at 70 points for the yellow team, 35 points for the red team. Round two is what we're about to do. Hey, hey, come back. It'll be extraordinary. Trust me, I wouldn't lie. They don't pay me to lie. Come back and see what happens for round two on Nick Arcade. We're back for the round two face-off. Joining me this time is Austin of the yellow team and Jeremy of the red team. They're going to try their hand at the game post-haste. Now, in this game, you have to maneuver your postman down the street, avoiding all types of perils and obstacles along the way. Now, whoever gets their postman the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. Guys, into position and grab your controllers. Ready, set, go. And they're off. All right, and both of them stumbled. Red team ahead 30 with 30, and they're both back on their feet and going again. Pow, tie score at 65. They're both back on their feet and going again. We're at 15 seconds, and they're tied at 85. And they're going a little bit more now. Went into, oh, slipped on the banana, ran into the lady. We're at 5 seconds. Time is a ticket. And it's going to be yellow team pulling it off this time. Great playing off this terrible. Let's play some arcade, gang. Yellow team pulling it off. Way to go, Austin. Hey, Andrea, what's Mikey doing for round two?
In round two, Mikey's strolling on over to the mall's plaza to meet some friends. But try not to meet up with that very unfriendly game over. Walk Mikey through the plaza and pass the goal, and you will get 100 points. Back to you, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. Now, remember, gang, the 4 P's are still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Video challenge is still there. And, of course, game over the bully. Avoid him. Now, all questions in round two are worth 50 points. And the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will be venturing into the video zone to do battle with today's game wizard. Now, yellow team, you won the face-off. You're up to 120, and you have control of Mikey. Move the mic-sta.
Left.
Okay, Mikey's going left.
Robot vision.
This is another one of our video puzzles. Now, our Nick Arcade satellite has secretly intercepted our alien robot's transmission. Your job is to figure out what kind of structure the robot is looking at. The first team that can buzz in and tell me what type of structure the robot is looking at will get 50 points and control of the micster. Ready?
Let's check out the robot's vision.
Remember, we're trying to figure out what kind of structure the robot is looking at. Yes, red team.
A roller coaster?
Let's take a peek. Is it a roller coaster? He thinks it is. And you know what? I think you're right. Yeah. You have the 50 points, and you are now up to 85, and you have control of Mikey in your hands. Move him again, please.
Down.
Mikey's going down this time. Pop quiz. I have a question. Hopefully you have the correct answer, and you'll get 50 points in control of Mikey. Here is the question. What is the name of the chair in which a royal person would be seated at a formal ceremony? It's a throne. The throne. The king needs to... Yeah, the throne. I know you're thinking bathroom.
Okay.
Hang on. I have another question for you. Which of the following is the name of the dog on the television's The Simpsons? Is it A, Fido, B, Bartman, or C, Santa's Little Helper? Yes, Yellow Team.
Santa's Little Helper.
Yes, that's correct, Yellow Team. Yeah. And you have bamboozled control back into your corner. Move the micster.
Left.
Mikey's going left.
The Singing Machine, the portable home entertainment system that makes you the entertainment. Perform and record your favorite hits with complete musical accompaniment by the Singing Machine cassette arrangement. Congrats.
Hey, that is joy, Yellow Team. Congrats is right. And you get to move Mikey again. What direction?
Okay. Down.
Mikey's heading down this time.
Hold it right there, bro.
Straight from what would you do? It's game over with a pie for you. Red team, you have control. Move Mikey, please.
Left.
Okay, Mikey's going left. A point swear! 50 points added to your score. You're up to 135, red team. Great going, and move Mikey again.
Left, please.
Mikey's going left again. Pop quiz. Hands on your buzzers. I have a question, and here it is. Name the supermodel who hosts MTV's House of Style. Yes, red team.
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford is that red team. 50 more points to your score. You've taken a whopping lead now. You've taken the lead now with some whopping plays. You're up to 185. Move Mikey.
Left.
Mikey's going left. And Mikey's making a trip to the goal. Okay, Mikey is at the goal, red team. Now, yellow team, I'm going to ask you to pick a category from which I will ask the red team a question. The goal categories today are the game room, alterations included, and pet peeves. Pick a category, yellow team.
Okay. Alterations included.
Alterations included. Now, red team, this question is for you only. The correct answer will get you 100 points. It'll get you the goal. But if you get it wrong, the yellow team will get the goal by default and 50 points. Okay, this is a question about clothes and fashions for the red team. Here it is. On what article of clothing do you wear cufflinks? You have 5 seconds to think about it, red team. And I need your answer now. Yes.
Jacket.
Judges, that is incorrect. The correct answer would have been shirt or blouse. So you get 50 points and a goal by default, yellow team. Yeah. Let's take a look at the board and see where everything was this time in this round. Kyle, there was a prize right up there in the corner. Yellow team getting the goal by default. You have 220. You are going into the video zone. Red team, what a great job you did today. Andrea, tell them what they leave with.
BK. BK Ratch Tech. Strap on the noise. Friends, here's PJ the Parrot. Check it out. Here's Melody Pops, a delicious candy flute. Fun and easy to play. Melody Pops, the musical lollipops. You just gotta try them.
When we come back, these two are going through that door into the video zone. Force is waiting for them, but I think they may be able to extinguish their flame. Come back and find out what happens. Yeah! I'm standing here with Meredith and Austin, who are ready to go through that door into the video zone. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, with the time left, you'll both take on Scorcia in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you will get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player one is a monster on the loose, rescuing three humans from alien capture. Touch them while they're in a tractor beam, but look out for the giant laser-firing eyeball, slimy earth creature, and monstrous cockroach. Touch the power rod to release cosmic radiation and clear the screen. Rescue all three humans, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Hang 10 clothes for kids. The original California classics everybody will want to be seen in. They're cool and comfortable. Hang out in Hang 10.
Player two is caught in a giant food fight. Collect the three textbooks scattered on the floor while avoiding the teacher, flying pies, tomatoes, and yuck, pudding. Touch the right locker and the smelly sneakers inside will clear the room. Get all three books and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
The Vivitar 320Z Compact Autofocus Camera with built-in power zoom lens. Beautiful 35mm pictures from scenics to portraits from Vivitar.
Now, with the time left, you'll both take on Scorcha in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding dangerous fireballs and creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Scorcha by catching all three orbs and you will win today's grand prize.
You'll be going to Universal Studios Florida, home of Nickelodeon Studios, where you can ride the movies. Live the action of blockbuster movies at the largest motion picture and television studio outside of Hollywood. You'll stay at the Orlando Marriott, just minutes away from world-renowned attractions. The Marriott has it all with 16 villa-style buildings, pools, tennis courts, and restaurants. Once you're here, you may not want to leave. Your family will drive the Mitsubishi Expo Sport Wagon from Value Rent-A-Car. Do it.
Hey, hey, take it to the zone and get Scorcha through that door. Yeah. Now, remember, there's going to be a lot of jumping to save the humans being taken away in the UFOs. And, of course, a lot of crawling to get the books. Ready, set, go, Austin. Start has been hit. He is off. Hiding behind a building. He saved one person. He's trying to save it. Two humans have been saved at 52 seconds. They're down to 3 units of power. Bam, he did it. All right, at 48 seconds, Meredith is on her way. The sneakers have been gotten. Now she has to grab one book. There, she's got 2 books. Last one, bam. At 38 seconds, they're going to battle the wizard. Start has been hit. Scorcha is waiting for them. They're down to 3 units of power. They're down to 2 units of power. 1 orb. They have 1 unit of power. 2 orbs have been gotten. All right, the hourglass has been hit. They did it! Yes, they did it. Hey, they got the Singer Machine up front, the Hang 10 clothing from the first round, the Vivitar camera from the second round, and the Universal Studios package with the Orlando Marriott and rental car. Hey, you too! Yo, my man, yeah. Woo, woo. So what was your strategy in there?
Get the orbs.
Get the orb. And what would you think? What was your strategy in your when you were doing the food fight?
Go fast.
Go fast. Okay. Well, listen, we enjoyed watching you. You won everything. And when we come back next time, we'll have 2 new players. We'll watch an awesome group. Go into this video. Go on Nick Arcade. Bye. Yeah.
For a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios, Orlando, Florida.